From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. In the wake of the Christmas Day airline terror attempt, President Obama has ordered changes to the handling of intelligence information on possible terror suspects.
I'm ordering an immediate effort to strengthen the criteria used to add individuals to our terrorist watch lists, especially the no-fly list. We must do better in keeping dangerous people off airplanes while still facilitating air travel.
Mr. Obama says he wants stronger analysis of intelligence information. The president also says he wants the intelligence community to assign clear lines of responsibility for pursuing leads on terrorist threats. France says it will look into installing full-body scanners at its airports and will add countries to watch lists. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux said France plans to implement a whole panoply of new measures to tighten security at the country's airports. Speaking on the radio and in the French newspaper Le Figaro, Hortefeux said full-body scanners was one of many options the French government was exploring. Others include packs of sniffer dogs and significantly lengthening the list of countries on a watch list. Hortefeux said, "It's not about stigmatizing the countries concerned, but we have to take into account the transit points of radical Islamist networks and the fact that some of these countries don't have the means to fight terrorism." Thousands of extra police have already been deployed at French airports, and all travelers heading to the United States are going through a full pat-down. Hortefeux said he hoped the new measures would make French airports the safest in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The winter storm system moving across the Midwest has created hazardous driving conditions and multiple accidents. In the South, many schools were closed before the snow and sleet moved in Thursday. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
Another wave of Arctic air brought snow to Tennessee, Kentucky, and to parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Delta Airlines canceled nearly 200 flights in Atlanta. Spokesman Anthony Black.
We will continue to monitor the weather and make any additional changes as the conditions warrant. So that may involve either delaying the operation or it may involve some additional cancellations.
More than 2,000 transportation employees are on call overnight in Georgia, and the state has stockpiled some 40,000 tons of salt and gravel in case it's needed. After the storm, the bitter cold will follow. This weekend, lows are expected in the single digits across Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, and the western Carolinas. And near-freezing temperatures will remain in northern and central Florida, where citrus growers are still on alert. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Police in southern Pakistan say an explosion at a home in Karachi has killed at least six people. Officials say the cause of the blast is unclear. The area has been largely free of militant activity. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 33 points. This is NPR. Good news in the retail industry with better-than-expected sales results last month. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
A last-minute holiday shopping surge is getting credit for the gains made by stores such as Macy's and Nordstrom. Retailers were also helped by keeping their inventories low, sticking to their planned discounts, and not giving in to panic after a disappointing November. Last year, they offered deep discounts as consumers kept their wallets shut in the face of the recession. This year, shoppers apparently were looking for deals. That's reflected in the sales reports. Discounters and operators of wholesale clubs fared the best. Costco says that higher gasoline prices and a weaker dollar helped it beat analysts' expectations. Target now says it will meet or exceed expectations for fourth quarter earnings. Retailers could be facing more difficult times down the road. Consumer spending is expected to remain down because of high unemployment and tight credit. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors say they will drop a narcotics case against the co-founder of telecommunications giant Broadcom. Henry Nicholas III was charged in 2008 with maintaining a drug warehouse and allegedly giving unwitting business associates drinks that were spiked with ecstasy. Last month, a federal judge dismissed a parallel case accusing him of backdating stock options. Broadcom co-founder Henry Samueli has resumed working for the chipmaker after similar charges against him were dropped. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 33 points to close at 10,606. The Nasdaq lost a point to close at 2,300. In Tokyo, the Nikkei is up 15 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News.